This podcast talks about many issues, mainly on parental alienation, high conflict co-parenting situations, and what they truly are. This episode will pertain graphic language, strong content, and some subject matters not suitable for younger audiences. Hello, my name is Ashley Pearson Wall. I am the creator of this podcast, Co-Parenting Should Be Easy. Why did I start this podcast? Why not? I started this podcast almost a year ago after being so mentally drained and exhausted and fighting for almost 4 years at that point. I started this because I didn't want to go through it alone. I had been researching for 4 years, going through the trials, the tribulations, making the filings, getting denied, facing bias, not being heard by any system that I ever reached out to. The reason that I created this podcast was to help guide parents through the tumultuous, high-conflict co-parenting journey. Co-parenting, especially when you're joint custody or any shared custody, can be difficult. Well, that's the whole thing of co-parenting. It means to cooperate because there's joint children, joint investment, right? Co-parent. However, not many people understand what co-parenting is, let alone high conflict co-parenting. One of the questions that I get asked the most is co-parenting. You're co-parenting? What does that even mean? Well, I can co-parent with my husband and I can co-parent with my ex. Technically, you're co-parenting with the teachers that they are encountering or the grandparents that they spend a lot of time with because they are helping parent the child. Not many people like that definition. Co means joint or mutual. Parent means, parent, right? To raise offspring. So if I am teaching and parenting my children, so is my husband, so is my ex, so is the teacher, so is the whoever spends the a majority of the time teaching them respect, responsibilities, parenting them overall is a co-parent. Anyway, it's a pretty nuanced definition. I love it though. Co-parenting should be easy. So why isn't it? The reason why co-parenting isn't easy is because a lot of us are stuck in high-conflict co-parenting situations. Sometimes there's emotions from a bad breakup. Sometimes it's just petty immaturity. Sometimes it's addiction. Sometimes it's mental illness. High-conflict co-parenting situations are vast, but they are plentiful as well. They are an issue that affects millions of parents and is only continuing to grow. Judges, attorneys, and the whole family court system is not built for the co-parents. It's built for the abuser. High conflict co-parenting situations are not something that we should take lightly. These are something that we should research a lot more, dive into, and ask ourselves, why do they occur so much? Why are millions of parents struggling in a high-conflict co-parenting situation? Why are many parents crying themselves to sleep at night, looking up lawyers, getting denied, not being able to afford them, trying to study the law on their own, and only getting shut down by biased judges? This struggle goes deep. If you look on any social media platform, you will be able to find parents just like me going through a high-conflict co-parenting situation. Having police officers tell me, yeah, I'm sorry, I can't do anything. However, then being denied in the court. There are so many things that co-parents like me struggle with. So I decided to make this podcast and start these channels to help co-parents like me navigate these systems and continue to keep fighting, to not give up, to share our stories, to help other parents going through this, whether they want to remain anonymous or not. Because why not? We have so many of these situations that get ignored. So why not go through and try to make a difference?
Parental alienation or just outright being a dick. We will cover any topic relating to co-parenting, relationships, raising responsible children. Welcome to Co-Parenting Should Be Easy. Please comment any topics that you would like to see discussed in the episode. Stay tuned for weekly episodes. Thank you and enjoy.
We've all been there. We've had a child or two that gets sick. So what do we do when we're in a high conflict co-parenting situation and one of the children or both of the children gets sick with something and it's drop-off time? Do we let the other parent know we're keeping them for the extra time until we can schedule the appointment because we don't want to get them sick? Do we drop them off according to the parenting plan? Do we take them to the doctor and then drop them off with the medicine that they need? Maybe some soup, orange juice, everything else. High conflict co-parenting situations and dealing with child illness seems to be a rough patch. Like on school days, if you have a split schedule, 50-50 custody, and you're supposed to take them to school and the child gets sick, what do you do? Do you keep them home or do you contact the other parent? What if the other parent doesn't want to take them because they had plans, but you have to work? It gets complicated. So I think that you should always include this type of situation in your parenting plan. What happens if the kid gets sick? What happens if you have to drop them off? Do you get mad at them for not being able to take them to the doctor when they had a surprise illness come up? Do you mend the illness before dropping them back off to the parents, the other parent's house? Do you make up for this parenting time or lack thereof on later dates when maybe the other parent had some stuff come up and they might need you to help take care of the kids? I mean, these are all so complicated and nuanced situations. Why don't we talk about these more? Why aren't the family courts recognizing these in the parenting plans that sometimes they come up with? What happens if my kid gets sick and it's the day of the drop-off? So complicated. But here's what I would do. I would make sure that the other parent knows that the child is sick. Make sure that you try to get a doctor appointment before sending the kid over to the other parent. Make sure that both parents have a copy of insurance information for all children that are involved. Make sure that the doctors also know that both parents are able to attend doctor appointments. If you would like to attend doctor appointments together, make that clear. Make it clear that you would like the option, the opportunity to at least attend these doctor appointments. Because it is your right, after all, as a parent, even on their day when the other parent has them. Unless you are so high conflict that that's not comfortable for you, and that's fair enough. I always recommend trying to be at any function that the children are a part of. That way that both parents are informed. That both parents need to be informed of any medication the children are on, any illnesses that they may have, any information regarding insurance in case of emergencies, anything. This is part of communication that high conflict co-parenting situations struggle with. I don't know how to remedy it if the other parent isn't going to give that information to you, besides making sure that you have your own for them. That means they might have two forms of insurances that are being paid for. That doesn't matter. As long as the kids are fully covered in your house and their house. Accidents happen. Kids get sick. Kids fall down. Kids bump things. Kids break things. We need to be able to be prepared in emergency situations and always have emergency information or insurance information available. That should be between both parents involved. High conflict or not. That should be a very, very clear thing that the legal system puts into place and is highly disciplined on and definitely enforces. High conflict co-parenting situations are already tough enough to navigate. We have daily schedules, we have diets, we have everything else, we have homework. And yet, this is just one other little thing that happens to be one of the most important things that high conflict co-parenting situations seem to fight over the most. How do you handle these co-parenting situations? How do you handle them with grace? Sometimes it just comes down to being 100% independent of the other parent, not relying on them for any information such as insurance or otherwise. Going and getting your own copies, whether you have to pay for your own insurance or get your own copies any way that you can. Sometimes co-parenting is a little harder than we would like it to be. However, sometimes we can make it a little easier by not relying on the other co-parent as much as possible. I know that it's not always going to work. Co-parenting, especially when you're joint custody or any shared custody, can be difficult. I hope that this helps kind of ease the situation when it comes to sick kiddos and high conflict co-parenting situations. It's not always easy, and it's even worse when you have to deal with the consequences of the kid and the goop and the you know, all of the messy things that come with the kid getting sick and then trying not to get sick yourself. And it's even worse when you get sick. Then the doctor appointments, the cleanups, the taking care of the children becomes 10 times harder because now you're fighting something as well. Anyway, with all that being said, that'll be at the end of the sick kids section. Hi, thank you for listening to this episode of Coffee and Co-Parenting. If you would like to support the show and help me grow, please click the link below that says buy me a coffee or support the show. Both buy better equipment, upgrade my software, or just even make updates to the website itself. What is parallel parenting? Parallel parenting is essentially when the conflict in the high conflict co-parenting situation has gone so high that you decide you're going to parent your way and they are going to parent their way. This will probably include a little bit of gray rocking and other sorts of detachment from the co-parenting situation. You guys might be curious, what is gray rocking? Gray rocking is basically only communicating or low communication, like I'm in. Only communicate when you need to about the kids, not about you, not about your life, not about anything personal, only about the kids. This is a very, very, very beneficial because you are able to leave out personal information or emotions out of the conversation. Basically, write everything like a work email. Simple as that. If you keep it very professional, imagine the court's going to see everything because eventually they probably are. So write it as professionally as you possibly can. Don't cuss. Don't be angry. Don't make it about your personal feelings. List the best interest factors and keep in mind the best interest factors of the children. I think it's best to find a co-parenting plan and get everything solidified as possible. Make it as detailed as possible. This would include the pickup times, drop-off times, specifications, such as location, witnesses, if there will be any documentation. Also, you might want to include who's allowed to pick up the children from school, etc., etc. Anything important to you, holidays, vacation days, who gets them on their birthday, on what year, taxes, schedules, special events, all of it, so that everything is as detailed as possible. I also suggest updating this every 6 to 12 months, if possible. Do it through the court. Most likely, you will have a court case open in this situation. Now, the reason why I'm against parallel parenting does not work. It only creates more conflict and confusion for the child. The child gets a set of rules at mom's house or dad's house, but not at the other parent's house. Why? And then they get confused. And then they start hearing things. The parent will start to hear things about the situation over at the other parent's house from the children. And then that leaves them confused or left with nothing that they can do, sometimes angry. Parallel parenting is just basically saying, in my eyes, in my opinion, that I don't want the conflict. I don't want to talk to you anymore. Just do it your way there. I'll do it my way here. We'll just go our separate ways. But this can incur more consequences, such as not sharing information about the children, not being able to actually properly communicate because you're just saying, I give up. Not having a set parenting plan that the courts can also follow. Having the same rules, boundaries, expectations, levels of respect. Not having the same schedules, especially for younger children. This could be detrimental. Not having the same bedtimes. All of this. So if you're in a high conflict co-parenting situation and you're thinking about parallel parenting, it's up to you. However, always weigh the pros and cons. Because in my experience, parallel parenting can be frustrating, confusing for the children, discombobulating, whatever word you want to use. It's not necessarily best for them. And it's not in the best interest of the children to go to one parent's house and be able to have free reign and then have discipline at the other parent's house. That's going to make them kind of one parent the fun dad or the fun mom. That makes one parent the Disneyland parent and one parent the disciplined parent. That's not necessarily healthy for the children to grow up in thinking, well, I want to go stay with this parent over this parent because this parent's more fun. Also, I don't think that any courts truly recognize parallel parenting, which is why they force mediation and a parenting plan as kind of the first options. And they would really like the parents to stick with the parenting plan, especially if there's some court stipulations at play. Now, that being said, some of the things caused by parallel parenting, some of the frustrations can include, but are not limited to, lack of information sharing, like I said earlier. Should you parallel parent? Growing up in confusion and having one parent basically get the other hand over the other parent isn't going to be beneficial to anybody. It's not going to be beneficial to the children. It's not going to be beneficial to the other parent. This is only going to cause the parent that wants to be the disciplinary or the structured parent to grow in frustration. Well, that ends the section on parental frustration and co-parenting is true. This is a very rough part of being in a co-parenting situation. This kind of leads into the topic of co-parent abuse. What is it? We've already kind of talked about it multiple times on this channel. The high conflict co-parenting situation that we find ourselves in is most likely falling under the precedent or umbrella of co-parental abuse. We don't necessarily find ourselves in high conflict co-parenting situations when the relationship was good, when we were able to communicate and cooperate and work as a team. We most likely find ourselves in co-parenting situations that are high conflict because of high conflict during the relationship. Most likely, that's going to continue into the co-parenting relationship. Co-parental abuse is a term that I am going to coin. I don't think it's out there very often or even spoken of in the way that I speak about it. Co-parental abuse is basically when the high conflict co-parents or both high conflict co-parents are not able to let go of the control. So they use the kids as the form of control. Basically, the need for control passes from the actual parent, you, to the children, because now they're using those kids as pawns in order to control the other parent, which is the bad rap that most moms actually get. Dads don't seem to get this rap that moms get. So most moms are considered the parental alienator or the manipulator or the liar, instead of the dads having some sort of role to play as well. Like, they walk away, they don't want to be there, they don't want to pay the child support, all of the things, right? So both parents can be bad, or most likely there's one parent that is causing all of the high conflict situations to occur. They're not passing along information. They're not attending these school events. They're not cooperating with you when it comes to schedules, diets, bedtimes, anything, right? Uniforms. They're not cooperating when it comes to the best interest of the child, per se. So they're causing all of these situations, and even friends and family start to see that sometimes the situations don't need to go the way that they went if one parent would have just relinquished their sense of control. So, or did not cause a conflict to begin with. So, for example, if you're in a high conflict co-parenting situation and your kids are enrolled in a school that has uniforms, this could become an issue if the uniforms are not getting exchanged, or if there is a designated drop-off for pickup time and one or the other co-parent is not meeting at that scheduled time. If they're always late or they can't make it, they can't pick up the kids due to this reason, X, Y, and Z. If they constantly blame you for any problem going on in the relationship, that's probably under the umbrella of co-parental abuse. What does this do to the children? It damages them. The children just end up growing up in this high conflict situation. They don't know how to set proper boundaries. They don't learn about respect. Sometimes they develop personality disorders. They grow up with frustration. Sometimes parental alienation occurs. Parental alienation is very deep. Family courts don't recognize it. And we need to have that conversation. Family courts should start recognizing parental or co-parental abuse. And under that umbrella can fall under parental alienation, the parallel parenting that we talked about, all of this can fall under the co-parenting abuse umbrella, but we're not looking at it like that. We honestly look at it as two parents just not able to get along because of a bad breakup, but it's not. It's not just a bad breakup. It's most likely a domestic violence situation carrying on towards the co-parenting relationship. And the fact that judges don't recognize this as causing so much mental angst towards these children, they grow up confused, they grow up frustrated, they grow up needing more mental assistance than young children should. And it's sad. It's sad that there are countless accounts on TikTok that talk about parental alienation, family court bias, attorneys doing them dirty, and so much more heinous acts. We are living in a society where judicial bias, parental alienation, co-parental abuse, and high conflict co-parenting situations are running rampant. We're not doing anything about it. In most states, you can petition to change your family court judge if you feel like there is bias against you. Or some states, you can pay and automatically get it taken care of. There are other situations where you can try to reach out to the co-parent and reason with them. I don't recommend it. If you were in an abusive relationship or had any high conflict relationship before this, don't, because it might cause more detriment. However, if you do feel like you're able to maybe compromise with them, put your feelings aside, that could always be the best option. Always keep in mind that high conflict co-parenting should be easy, or co-parenting should be easy, but some of us are blessed in a high conflict co-parenting situation. That means that co-parenting will never be easy. Some of us have put our emotions to the side, and now no matter what we do, we're still looked at as the villains. We're not. We're not bad parents. We're not the villains. Just because we have to deal with a high conflict co-parenting situation doesn't mean that we're the bad ones. In fact, we're probably fighting the hardest. It's moms, it's dads, sometimes grandpas and grandmas have to deal with this too. Parental alienation goes deep. You could be alienated from friends, family, your children, your grandchildren. I also want to say, if you are in a high conflict co-parenting situation and you just need somebody to talk to, or you need to share your story, or you're fighting and you want to share your story, just like me, please reach out to me and let me know. I'm always here to have open discussions, talk about these situations, spread awareness, and maybe make some changes. Thank you for tuning in to this episode of Coffee and Co-Parenting. If you would like to support our show, there is the link below that says support the show. It'll take you to the Buy Me a Coffee area or website, where you can donate to the show directly. If you would like to be a part of the show, please give us a like and a follow. You can DM me on Facebook under Co-Parenting Should Be Easy, as well as TikTok, Instagram, or X. If you would like to be a part of the show, as well as if you'd like to be a guest on the show, please send me an email to Co-Parenting Should Be Easy with an E-Z, that is Co-Parenting Should Be Easy, as in zebra or Z, at gmail.com. Thank you for listening to this episode of Co-Parenting Should Be Easy. Please like and share the podcast. This podcast can be listened to on Spotify, Apple Music, and any other place that you enjoy your podcast. Thank you so much, and have a wonderful listen.